Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert, Dani, with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Cyprus on first leg of his three-nation tour. 32 DNA matches confirmed in Ahmedabad plane crash. 14 bodies handed over to families. Kohima police intercepts dumper truck reported stolen from Assam and arrested its driver. And Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announces policy reforms to enhance ease of innovation and ease of doing research. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was received at Larnaca International Airport by Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides. The two leaders will have a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs at Lemesos. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will hold formal bilateral talks with President Christodoulides in Nicosia. Discussions are expected to cover key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation, and regional security. The leaders are also likely to exchange views on broader international developments, including the India-EU partnership, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, a total of 32 deceased have had their DNA samples matched so far, and 14 bodies have been handed over to their families. Additional Superintendent of Civil Hospital Dr. Rajneesh Patel said that four of the deceased are from Ahmedabad, two from Vadodara, one from Kedah, one from Aravali, one from Bhotad, four from Mehsana, and one from Udaipur. The bodies of the deceased, whose DNA samples have been matched, are being handed over to their families. The body of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani has also been identified after DNA testing. A team of Kohima police from Chepobozu police station today successfully intercepted a dumper truck reported stolen from neighbouring Assam. A press release from the SP Kohima state that the accused driver operating the stolen vehicle has been apprehended and is in police custody. It informed that a team of police from Assam is en route to Kohima to take possession of the truck and the driver. The release added that the successful interception highlights the vigilance and efficiency of the Chepobozu police station team and underscores the ongoing coordination between Kohima police and their Assam counterparts in combating cross-border crime. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced the policy reforms to enhance the ease of innovation and ease of doing research, providing long-awaited relief to innovators, researchers, scholars, scientists, and institutions across the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that such path-breaking decisions could not have been possible without the personal indulgence and support of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The announcement follows extensive consultations led by the Principal Scientific Advisor's Office, drawing insights from 13 IITs and multiple research bodies across India. The ministry has also revised key financial thresholds under the General Financial Rules, GFR.
This is imperative on those of us who are part of the government to allow as much freedom as possible to the young innovators to realize the flight of their ideas. Because when we are looking forward to play a global role, and now that we have moved over to the fourth economy from the 10th economy that we were 11 years back and now hope to be in another 3 years rank 3 and then moving on, I think we'll have to follow the global strategies, global parameters, and our benchmarks have to be related to the global benchmarks, so we can no longer rest or take satisfaction on what others have done. Government over the last 10 years, some of the most unexpected decisions taken, which were not even demanded for, like, for example, opening the space to the private sector.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Home Minister Amit Shah handed over appointment letters to over 60,000 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at the grand ceremony in Lucknow today. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister said, out of the new recruits in Uttar Pradesh Police Force, more than 12,000 are women. He said, around 25 crore people were lifted out of poverty in the country in the past 11 years of the Narendra Modi government.
जिन्हें 11 साल के अंदर जो देश को आगे बढ़ाने का काम किया है उसको 47 के भारत की नींव डालने का काम मेरे सामने बैठे युवाओं ने करना है। इस 11 साल के अंदर 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी रेखा के बाहर आए, 60 करोड़ लोगों को गैस का सिलेंडर, 5 लाख तक का इलाज नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने करकर पिछड़े दलित और आदिवासियों के जीवन में एक नया उजाला भरने का काम किया है।
Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India's wind energy capacity witnessed a rise of more than 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatts against 46.42 gigawatts last year. On the occasion of Global Wind Day today, Mr. Joshi said India's renewable energy sector has witnessed unprecedented growth. From solar to wind energy, the nation is paving the way for a brighter and more sustainable future. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Kapalabhati. Kapalabhati is a technique emphasizing a rapid upper abdominal breathing with equal pressure on both inhaling and exhaling through both nostrils. It purifies the frontal air sinuses, helps to overcome cough disorders, and is also useful in treating cold, rhinitis, sinusitis, asthma, and bronchial infections. It rejuvenates the whole body and keeps the face young and vibrant. This practice also balances and strengthens the nervous system and tones up the digestive system. The Indian Army has thanked the civilians for their unwavering support, deep admiration and gratitude to them during Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the Indian Army shared that they received a heartfelt compilation of letters from civilians. They expressed that their words echo pride, resilience and the enduring spirit of heroism that continues to inspire the military. Indian Army assured that they are always in service to the nation with honor and dedication. And the second batch of Phase 2 of the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations Naksha Capacity Building Program will be inaugurated tomorrow. Under this training program, 128 urban local bodies, ULB level and district officers have been nominated. These officers will undergo a week of hands-on training in leveraging modern geospatial technologies for effective urban property surveys at 4 centers of excellence in Pune, Guwahati, Chandigarh and Mysuru. The second batch will be inaugurated by Department of Land Resources Secretary Manoj Joshi virtually across the 4 centers of excellence. The Ministry of Rural Development said the training aims to equip ULB officers and field staff with the technical and practical skills required to oversee high-accuracy urban land surveys under the Naksha program. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Cyprus on first leg of his three-nation tour. 32 DNA matches confirmed in Ahmedabad plane crash. 14 bodies handed over to families. Kohima police intercepts dumper truck reported stolen from Assam and arrested its driver. And Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announces policy reforms to enhance ease of innovation and ease of doing research. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.